Hello all, my name is Savannah Stone, and I own Versatile Solutions, a business operation and process management company focused on businesses that are having difficulty with scaling and maintaining. Within each episode, I will discuss different aspects that many business owners struggle with and hopefully give you the support you need to grow. There's a lot of business behind small business, so let's get to it. Business can be a lot of work, right? You go to networking events, you go to these one-to-ones, you do follow-ups, and everything else that is expected of you. So when do you actually work exactly? Building your business shouldn't be this difficult, and the one thing that no one talks about is that it really doesn't have to be. We're told we should join this, that, and the other, and made to feel like our businesses will fall apart if we don't belong to X, Y, and Z, but that's simply not true. I do believe you should join a group that aligns with your business and has like-minded business people in it. It's really good for your morale and to build your network, but that doesn't mean that that's where all of your business is going to come from either. In saying that, marketing isn't the end-all as well. Yes, marketing is helpful for brand recognition, and it does play a very important role, as does networking. But the secret to success is not one or the other. It's the combined effort plus one more thing. Before I get to that, I want you to think of yourself as either a new parent of a child, pet, or plant, your choice, and how difficult it is to keep it alive all by yourself. When you need to run to the grocery store and your baby is sleeping, isn't it nice to ask your trusted longtime neighbor to hang out at your house while you go grab milk? Or say you want to go on vacation, but you don't trust your pup just anywhere, so you ask your good friend's teenage child to take care of the doggy while you're away. You travel a lot and you love your plants. You don't want them to die, so, well, you get the picture. It's not easy to live in this world at this time without a network of friends, family, and neighbors helping my husband and I along the way. I love my network of friends. I have three kids who are on four different teams. You can imagine how much running around I do. Carpooling is my savior, and when I can't make it home in time to get my first grader from school, I know I have at least five friends who can pick up the slack. I don't think I could have gotten very far with my company if it wasn't for my village. I had a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old when I started my business and got pregnant with my third soon after. It was mayhem 8 years ago. But I made it work with my team of supporters. Your business is your baby, and your business, the baby, needs a village too. Some call this a referral network. Some call it strategic relationships. I call it a village, because fostering close relationships with your referral partners crosses over that transactional business energy to relationship I got your back energy, and this is where you want to be. So how do you create a village that will help support your business and get you to your goals? Start with your clients. Imagine yourself as your client and imagine what services your client will need that could potentially intersect with you. For example, in my business, my village consists of bankers, CPAs, contracted CEOs, CFOs, payroll providers, business coaches, etc. My clients have all been referred to me by someone in one of those fields because what we do and what they do intersect. Identify at least five fields that you work well with and seek out those people if you don't already have a relationship with them. Once you've identified who your potential villages are, start building relationships. It's always best to be the first to send a referral to someone you really want to have as your strategic partner. As I mentioned before, networking one-to-ones are essential to relationship building, so be prepared to have multiple conversations, multiple face-to-face meetings with that person to cultivate a relationship. Now that you have your village created, be proud of it. Make sure all of your clients are aware that you have very well cultivated relationships with the kinds of services your clients are going to need. You've become an essential part of their team as well, and they're going to be very interested in being connected to those whom you are connected to for two reasons. One, They trust you and trust those that you send to them. And two, you've already made it clear that you've put a lot of thought into your partnership with this service provider, which means they don't have to do any legwork. Being a valued service provider to your client is important, but know that many of your referrals are going to come from these quote-unquote referral partners. Keep them happy, and they'll be more happy to share the wealth with you as well. I have a wonderful relationship with my network of villagers. We have dinners, we meet for drinks, we have coffees, we do lunches. These times together are important in order to deepen and strengthen our relationships and to keep me top of mind when they are looking to refer someone to one of their clients. This is a form of networking as well, and if you're not big on going to the larger networking events, consider this where you farm and build up from here. It's important to build a strong network of referral partners and use the hard work you've put into creating this village to your advantage. In my business, I do this in two ways. I created a trifold that I take to one-to-ones or when I initially meet with someone who is interested in either becoming a client or a referral partner. In this trifold, I have listed who I am, who my company is, who I work well with, what businesses I have as clients, what services we offer, the cost, because I think it's important to be transparent with cost, and my contact information. These have proven to be very effective, and I highly suggest you do this too. I also have an onboarding form for my clients. This helps me connect to the very people they work with whom I want to be connected to. I ask in there simple questions like their contact information and the services they want us to assist them with. And then I ask for the name and contact information for their banker, the CPA, the payroll provider. If it's for marketing, I need to know who their marketing firm is. If they have a secondary contact person, a business coach, a contracted CFO, CEO, whomever it is that is going to help me help them. By my asking to be connected to these service providers, I both get to introduce myself as this client's either bookkeeper, admin service provider, content management provider, and open the door to get to know them better and hopefully add them to my team of referral partners. With every podcast, I will summarize the highlights of what you should take away each time. This will help you remember and retain the information I share, and hopefully, you'll be able to easily reach into your memory for these points when the opportunity presents itself. Villagers, tribe, village, referral network, partnership, it all means the same thing. It's a connection of people who are all in the same field as you, who service the same clients in different ways. A connection to them is vital to growing your business and cultivating an experience for your clients that makes you different than your competitors. Having a network of referral partners is essential to growing your business. If you don't know where to start, put yourself in the shoes of your client and consider who you would need if you were them in order to keep their business alive. After you've identified 5 service providers, start seeking them out at networking events and set up a one-to-one. Be the first to share a referral with them to show them you're not only well-connected, you're very invested in helping them out. Share with your potential and current clients the fruits of your labor. Let them know you have a referral village and are happy to share. Adversely, when onboarding a new client, ask them for their village. Who is connected to them that you need to be connected to in order to do your job well? Reach out to these people and let them know who you are and ask to get to know them better. You never know if this person will just be a good connection for this client or they will join your tribe as well. I hope you enjoyed this stepping stone. Please visit my website to learn more about Versatile Solutions at www.versatilesolutions.com. Please subscribe for more podcasts on the business behind small business and find me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Have a great time building your village.